listening to WGXC 90.7 FM ACRA, hands-on community radio for Greene and Columbia counties and beyond.
Travel beyond boundaries on the next Deep Threes as LA producer Shadowy Lines goes about the business of crafting ambient soundscapes. Robbie Robertson rediscovers tape music for a movie soundtrack, and Sweden's Johan Moore Ensemble wails and jams. Deep Threes, where will the music take you?
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Support for
United Airlines. United provides
support for NPR
in cities like Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C.
Underwriting today is provided
United
by
Airlines,
Borders, Books, and Music, Jutus, Juice Bar Blend, and by Whitney Farms, producers of a complete line of
publicradio.com. United provides just another way. National Business Radio is rising. National Public Radio. National Business Radio
comes from
United Airlines,
Borders, Books, and Music,
Jutus, Juice Bar Blend.
United provides just another way. National Business Radio is rising.
Public Radio.
National Public Radio. Nonstop Business
Radio.
.com.
Public Radio.
Nonstop Business.
Underwriting today is provided by Inktomi. That's Inktomi Scaling.
National Public Radio.
And inktomi.com.
National Public Radio.
National Public Radio.
Nonstop Business
Radio.com.
Public Radio. National Public Radio. Nonstop Business
Radio. Should be tips.com. Soil amendments and mulches.com.
National Public Radio. Nonstop Business
Radio.
Public Radio.
Well, lots of pretty good news there. Thanks, Joe. That report brought to you by
NationalBusinessRadio.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ken and Eugenie of Catskill, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Leka-Sebik is reporting for Columbia Greene Media. An informational meeting on a potential housing development in Durham turned volatile Tuesday, March 16. 61 people participated in the video conference call. At several points in the meeting, Town Supervisor Sean Marriott called for order and urged participants to refrain from breaking into conversations. He said, and I quote, "I understand that emotions are very high with this. The town board has a responsibility to give homeowners and property owners a chance to be able to speak. And if somebody has a proposed development or a site plan that they want to do, we have an obligation to give them a chance to speak," end quote. The proposal put forward by Bosca Development includes 13 homes and one farm lot with a barn on 95 acres near Cornwallville and Strong Roads. Caterskill Associates designed the project and submitted an initial sketch to the town in December. The completed plan was submitted last week. Darren Elsom, Caterskill's principal engineer, said the farm lot will include a barn with a one-bedroom apartment to be used by the farmer, and 75% of the land will remain undisturbed. The development's smallest lot size would be 3.81 acres, and the largest would be 8 acres. Primary access to the development will be from Storm Road via a 2,000-foot-long private road. Two home styles would be offered, 2,300 and 3,000 square feet in size. Resident John Doherty, before he was muted, said, and I quote, "There are over 200 local residents today that do not want this development, which is a suburban development, not something that is routine for the hamlet of Cornwallville in the town of Durham," end quote. Board member Lisa Cirillo said, and I quote, "I know there are a lot of people who are not happy with this whole thing," end quote. 30 years ago, they wanted to put a county dump on the property, so I think 13 houses is a lot better than a dump, end quote. Elsom said the project could have included more than 13 homes under the law. Elsom said, and I quote, "We have 13 homes on 95 acres. We could have probably done 21 to 22 if we pushed it," end quote. He said the intention is to leave the majority of vegetation in place. Resident Bill Sternback said he opposes the project and that, and I quote, 99% of the town, end quote, is against it as well. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting Dutchess County in partnership with United Way of Dutchess Orange Region's 211 information line is now providing eviction prevention services to county residents in danger of losing their housing. The service offers customized information on available eviction prevention funding. County Executive Mark Molinaro highlighted the new eviction prevention line during the 2021 State of the County address. Dutchess County residents looking for resources to help them avert eviction can call 211 or 1-800-899-1479, choose to continue in English or Spanish, and press 7 to select the Dutchess eviction prevention line. The trained 211 staff asks tenants a series of questions and then gives them a customized list of programs the tenant is eligible for based on the information provided. The staff will also refer tenants to legal services of the Hudson Valley as appropriate. There is an online tool available as well, allowing residents to answer the questions and then receive a call back from 211 with their customized resources. The eviction prevention line is being paid for by the Federal Emergency Solutions Grant Coronavirus Fund provided to Dutchess County through the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Dozens of progressive organizations, faith-based groups, and labor unions, March 19th, endorsed the legalization of cannabis in New York as advocates make a final push to win passage of the bill. The measure has the backing of labor unions 1199 SEIU and 32BJ, as well as the NAACP New York Conference. Lawmakers are reportedly close to reaching an agreement on the bill that would allow for the sale of legal cannabis products in the state and allow residents to grow a limited number of marijuana plants in their home as well. The group said in a statement, and I quote, "Any legalization effort that purports to be responsive to the devastation of the marijuana arrest crusade in New York must center social equity and direct tax revenue from sales towards the communities that are still reeling from decades of biased enforcement, which the government has recognized. And legislation must include specific language to resolve the devastating collateral consequences of marijuana criminalization in the fields of housing, employment, child welfare, and immigration," end quote. The state's district attorney remains opposed to the legalization, as well as groups like the New York State PTA. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, the first day of spring, it will be sunny with a high near 55 degrees. And Saturday night clear with a low of around 30 degrees. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 58 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 32 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of George Spencer of Kinderhook, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Like a fire hydrant, like a public drinking fountain, like a park bench, WGXC is always there for you, at your service. 90.7 FM, Community Radio.
Number
10.
Number
9.
Number
8.
Number
7.
Number
6.
Number
5.
Number
4.
Number
3.
Number
2.
Number
1.
Here's 2021 new music from Lily Konigsberg. The song is Oh Me.
Thank you.
Number.
Nine.
Number.
Eight.
Number.
Seven.
Number.
Six.
Number.
Five.
Number.
Four.
Number.
Three.
Number.
Two.
Number.
One.
That was Jen Cutler from
Cairo or Ulster County or out in Ithaca. I'm not sure where she's at exactly at this moment, but Jen Cutler's new album is called Sonified Physiological Indications of Empathy, and that song was called Long-Term Memory Loss, out in 2021 and on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
8.
That was 2021 music from Matt Sweeney and Bonnie Prince Billy. The song's called Hall of Death.
Number
7. Florist up on the mountain in Palinville, Hunter Way, somewhere around there. Some of the florist folks hang out. They have a new album out in 2021 called The Rock. And this song is called Top Down from Florist. We'll be right back.
number six.
Next, we're going to hear from Poughkeepsie, Joe McPhee, the legendary saxophonist, free jazz saxophonist, Joe McPhee, has a new record out in 2021 with Lassie Murhug. It's called Harmonia Macrocosmica. And this is one of the tracks called Theatrum Orbis Terram. Joe McPhee from Poughkeepsie on the radio at WGXC.
Number five. Thank you.
2021 new music there from Byron Westbrook. The album is called Distortion Hue, and the song is called Heliocentricity on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number four.
Here's a 2021 song from Hudson's Buke and Gase and So Percussion, who are partially based on the Bard College campus. The song is called Ancient Tool Gadget. Thank you.
New 2021 music from Tune Yards. That's the song Hold Yourself.
Number two.
Thank you.
was 2021 music from Modur Maktur with the song Tala Tanim.
Number one.
That was Wood Piles on the Side of the Road from Chris Forsyth and Solar Motel Band, a 2021 release.
Thank you. Thank you.